Under the direction of Assistant Principal Dr. Tony Anderson, the Paragon Project features students who write and record their own songs. Although the material for the Paragon's fourth edition evolves through the narrative of a fictional character, Anderson says the students all relate to the topics on the album.
Art is a recreation of life, what it is and what it could be. You know, sometimes life experience is the best teacher. And urban youth have a lot of life experiences that often never get shared in the traditional classroom environment. So this way, they're able to kind of explore these topics and not wear the badge of ownership of those topics. So for some of them, it's true. For some of them, you know, the songs have a different meaning than how they actually play out on the album. But what is consistent is that students are saying this is the most relatable Paragon Project to their experience, because of the different things that are happening with this character on the album. I don't wanna lose control. Sometimes I wanna be left alone. Just one of those days. Got up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't wanna talk about it. Stop asking me questions. I know I left you on red. Cause I don't wanna talk about it. I wish to talk one of those days. Got up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't wanna talk about it. Stop asking me questions. Just need some time to press reset, cause I don't wanna talk about it. It's just one of those days.
The album chronicles parental conflicts, peer pressure, and the temptation to experiment with drugs and alcohol. Masiya Peterson tackled the topic of social media obsession and addiction.
Say they want some attention, just a few likes and a mention. Strike a pose for someone they don't know, so they don't feel all alone. They do it for the likes, tell soap for the right price, and they don't even think twice. Everybody do it for, they do it for, ooh, they do it for the likes. That blue check comes with the price, and they don't even think twice. Everybody do it for, they do it for, they do it for the likes.
It's about an average teen, like around my age, being peer pressured into posting certain things to get that like recognition, to get their views up, get their likes up. You just have to be your own person. So I basically wanted to tell people, like, be your own self and don't do what everybody else does just to fit in.
Emma Arnold's song Cause and Effect deals with the guarded and defensive personality she exhibited at times after being put in some toxic family environments at a young age.
I got myself put into these situations where I was like deprived of a basic need like housing or food or water or electricity. And I was just stuck with it because I didn't know what to do since I was at such a young age. I transferred to 10 schools within 1 year. Half of them I kept getting kicked out. And the other one is because like I kept moving from city to city. And when I got to my first year of high school, I didn't realize how guarded I was. But then once I realized that there were people I could trust and there were people that I could go to for my problems and have a shoulder to lean on, I realized how my walls were blocking me from really living.
Makai Black's song, I Need New Friends, reflects on the toll he witnessed drugs take on so many of his friends and relatives.
My family tell me how I'm hanging around the wrong crowd. I'm just trying to find my rhythm with the wrong sound. I know I'm hot, I'm like a candle, yeah, I'm lit. But they keep telling me and all of my friends we need to calm down. I need new friends.
From the start of July, I've been through 7 funerals already. And every one of them, they were younger than 25. Cousins and friends growing up. And it's just, I know if I was still like on that path growing up, I would probably be with one of them, unfortunately, or in jail somewhere. And I'm glad my mom and my grandma and my whole family really like helped me stray away from that. Being a young black male in today's society, you know, you looking for any way to come up, really. And I'm glad I tried the legit way. I feel like I'm on top of the world right now. The whole world is mine right now. I feel like I can go anywhere, do anything.
The album ends with the featured character graduating high school and looking to the future, but even that's not enough to garner praise from the fictional parent heard throughout the record. Dr. Anderson hopes the songs inspire intergenerational conversations.
Right now, in contemporary music, it's very difficult for families to listen and enjoy the same thing. That's kind of a lane that the Paragon is trying to fill that really doesn't have its own category. This is meaningful music that is designed to generate dialogue between families. And, you know, if you're an educator or somebody that's working with youth groups and you're having difficulty approaching certain topics, use the Paragon's music to engage your students.
The Paragon musicians hope listeners see their younger point of view. This year has been unlike any other, with COVID-19 shutting down months of in-person education. While Paragon had finished recording before the suspension of classes, the lingering pandemic hindered the group's ability to perform in front of fans. But it doesn't seem to bother them. Perhaps the reason stems from the family atmosphere students past and present say the Paragon permeates. Arnold perhaps captured it best.
Paragon is literally nothing but straight love. I've really understood what it meant to have a family out of them. You know, even though we're not here together physically, we're definitely like all connected, you know, emotionally and mentally. I love those guys so much.
Friday night's virtual release takes place at 7 on the group's social media channels and YouTube. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.